The Fist of God by Frederick Forsyth. Read by John Franklin Robbins.
Chapter 1. The man with 10 minutes to live was laughing. The source of his amusement was a story just told him by his personal aide, Monique Jaminet, who was driving him home that chill, drizzling evening of March the 22nd, 1990, from his office to his apartment. It concerned a mutual colleague in the Space Research Corporation offices at Rue de Stahl, a woman regarded as a real vamp, a man-eater, who had turned out to be gay. The deception appealed to the man's laboratorial sense of humour. The pair had left the offices in the Brussels suburb of Uccle, Belgium, at 10 to 7, Monique driving the Renault 21 estate wagon. She had some months earlier sold her employer's own Volkswagen, because he was such a rotten driver she feared he would end up killing himself. It was only a 10-minute drive from the offices to his apartment in the center building of the 3-building Chéridieu complex off Rue François Folly, but they stopped halfway there at a baker's shop. Both went inside, he to buy a loaf of his favorite pain de campagne. There was rain in the wind. They bowed their heads, failing to notice the car that followed behind them. Nothing strange in that. Neither was trained in tradecraft. The unmarked car with its 2 dark-jowled occupants had been following the scientist for weeks, never losing him, never approaching him, just watching. And he had not seen them. Others had, but he did not know. Emerging from the...